going in reverse. You know, it's much easier to give thanks in troubled times after enduring and passing through those troubled times, right? It's much easier. And we can all look back and say, oh, yeah, God really helped me in that time. Thank you, God, for helping me through. And this week's reading gives a great example of exactly that, giving thanks after the troubled times are over. I don't know about you, and I know the theological impact, and I know the Christian teaching, and I know the religious teaching, but when things are rotten, I don't feel like giving thanks. I feel instead like shouting out, what are you thinking, God? Why in the world would you expect thanks for this? It's really hard to thank God when everything that seems to be present is just depression, despair. And I know that that sounds selfish too, sort of in a poor me, I'm not getting everything that I want and everything isn't perfect way. And while I'm sputtering about something terrible that might be happening to me, I'm generally not focused on any kind of compassion for anyone else. I don't think any of us are. Still, it's important to remember that, you know, emotions, they are worth having. They're worth even savoring. And emotions are worth addressing. When we're feeling that, it's awful. I don't want to give thanks. I don't want to do anything. I just want to wallow, or at least maybe get better. Those emotions are worth addressing. And there's no need to feel bad or feel guilty about feeling bad. We don't have to be devoid of emotions. And we're not the only ones that are having them. Whenever you have emotions, if it's an emotional outbreak or you're just feeling really happy, really sad, acting out, whatever it is, you're not the only one that's doing that. I think there's a comfort in knowing that we all have good and we all have bad days. We all have uplifting and energy-sucking emotions. And I know that that can help us move away from being self-centered. And instead, somehow we can live out love, compassion, and justice. Just knowing that we're not alone in all of this stuff that goes through us. And we won't get it right every time, or even if there is a right to do. Maybe even most times we're not going to do it the way that is most beneficial for us or for others. But why not, you know, start there a little bit? Let's see. Can I live out love, compassion, and justice even in the worst of times in my life? Or can you in the worst of times? You can start from a place where there things seem really good. And we have good days. You have good days, right? You can start at a place where things seem good, or maybe we have to start where things seem bad. Remember, we're not alone. And remember to live in hope, regardless. In most, if not every situation, especially when things are going wrong, that's about all I've got. At least the thought of saying, all right, I can do this. I can live in hope. Can live out love, compassion, and justice. Even if I'm not thinking about it, even if it's an awful day and I don't want to pray and I don't want to do that, at least if I keep repeating it now, it may be there. And if that's all I've got, you know, if it's backwards, if I'm looking backwards, so what? At least it's a start. It's a start of, if anything, a positive attitude, right? I wonder if that's all the writer of today's psalm had. See, the reading is a celebration of deliverance from some awful situations. And there are some verses that didn't get read this morning. You know that when Julia said, I hope that I find them, because there's that big gap in there. But of course, even though they're not in the official lectionary reading, they're worth looking at. It isn't that they're controversial even or confusing. Perhaps the folks who put together the readings that we do each week, if we follow the lectionary, thought that the verses that they edited out were redundant. in them, you kind of find more description of the situations the writer and the people have been delivered from. Listen to some of this, what we were delivered from stuff. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. For he satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry he fills with good things. Some sat in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Their hearts were bowed down with hard labor. They fell down with no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and gloom and broke their bonds asunder. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. For he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. In those verses, there's some interesting stuff going on because the people had been delivered. Folks were in bad situations, and some of them were in that because it was just bad luck. Wrong place, wrong time. It wasn't working. Bad things happen. We all have that. Some were in those bad situations because they had made bad decisions. Yeah? Anyone there? Ever make a bad decision? Be in a bad situation? Some were in those bad situations because of even worse decisions. So think of that bad thing that you think of, and then think of the worst thing that you've done to be in a bad situation. And what did the people do, no matter what the situation? They cried out to God in their distress, and God delivered them. Because that's this ongoing pattern. That Bible theme, the meta-narrative. I've heard meta a lot more lately. Teenagers use it. Have you heard that? That's so meta? Anyone? You know, it's the larger narrative, the meta-narrative. They say that's so meta to mean you're going way beyond the question and going into a world of where the question doesn't even exist anymore, and it's just so far beyond the boundaries of what we were talking about. That's so meta. I don't know if I completely get it. Maybe it's just too big picture. But meta, the big, big, big picture, the meta narrative of the Bible which God creates. We, remember? No? Yes, we mess up. Thank you, Rick. God creates we. Can you say it a little louder? Ready? God creates, we. Yeah, and then God heals, delivers, redeems, and then we, and the cycle keeps going. And I know I've said it many times before, and I know I've said other things many times before, like this one about the Psalms. The Psalms are not good places in the Bible to look for the promises of God, because they express the raw emotions of people in all kinds of different situations with all kinds of different experiences and views. They are raw and emotional. And emotions are worth having and worth addressing. And the Psalms are worth reading and understanding, but not necessarily taking every word to heart, of course. But in today's Psalm, we find a celebration coming from a writer and a people who have experienced the theme, the meta theme, and even larger than God creates, we mess up, God keeps going, is God's love endures forever. It's all the way through that. So, do you feel like not giving thanks in all things? You have a response now. Ready? I'm going to ask a question, and then you can pause for a moment and then say, God's love endures forever. You want to try it? Do you feel like not giving thanks in all things?
God's love endures forever.
Do you feel like shouting, what are you thinking, God? Why in the world would you expect thanks for this?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all out of compassion for others? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you feel like you pretty much are going through the motions and none of this really matters? Mm-hmm. Did you make a mistake this morning and do something bad? Did you say something hurtful today? Did you wish to harm your neighbor? Did you make an offhand comment that was offensive? Uh-huh. Are you going to make more mistakes today? Oh, God's love endures forever. Let's say it together, and really with passion and volume and as much as we've got, God's love endures forever. Oh, thank you, God, for your wonderful works. Amen.